On the show today, we have NAFQ President CEO Dan Berger talking about this recent meeting with Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin, so you got to check it out. NAFQ, how are you, Dan?
I'm doing terrific. How are you doing, Mike?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. Hey, you have been making the news rounds lately because of a particular meeting that you guys just had with Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin. And I had to look up the pronunciation before our interview, so I apologize to Steven. But hey, fantastic meeting. Just kind of give us an overview. What happened?
Yeah, it's one of the many meetings we've had. We've had three or four meetings in the past few weeks with the White House folks, as well as people at Treasury. And Craig Phillips, the senior counselor to the secretary, came here to NAFQ headquarters with his team. And they said, what can we do? And so we would like to continue to have a dialogue. We would like to have a meeting with the secretary and bring in a couple credit union CEOs, which we did, to meet with him and talk to him about the credit union industry.
Awesome.
And within a matter of a couple of days, we got the meeting. And he sat down, and the secretary was very engaged and asked a lot of questions over a whole litany, a whole universe of topics. It was a very productive meeting.
Very cool. Is he like genuinely interested in credit unions and what we're all about and how we're growing and all that type of stuff? Or
yes, he was very familiar with the industry.
Oh, good.
Some of the nuances, we educated him on some of it, but he knows that we're an extremely important part the financial services arena, and he asked very important questions regarding tax reform, regulatory reform, things we're dealing with our prudential regulator, the NCOA, as well as the CFPB. He's a very bright guy, and we went through a whole litany of issues.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. So, I mean, what kind of prompted the meeting? Was it just kind of like, hey, let's educate, let's get a little education out there, let's introduce him, that type of thing, or...
Honestly, we lobby everybody. We lobby. I mean, that's what it comes down to.
Yeah.
We're here to be an advocacy organization. And so we lobby the White House and Treasury, SBA, of course, Capitol Hill. And then we lobby everybody. Mm-hmm. And we were advocating our position, let them know what we're doing, the problems that we're having in the trenches with, too much regulatory burden and things along those lines. The value to the American consumer, the value to the American economy, and in creating jobs. And we just have a story to tell. And you have to keep that pressure on with all the regulators, with all the policymakers in Washington. And there's just another day at the office, quite frankly.
Yeah, I mean, I can imagine, folks like that are just pulled in 100 different directions. So I would think the message would have to be not only a powerful message this time around, but consistent as well. So how do you keep that consistency? How do you keep that message in front of him?
It's talking with his people on a regular basis. For example, we have meetings on an almost weekly basis with staff of the CFPB and other regulators.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just having meetings nonstop and telling our story and keep pushing that ball down the field. And then what happens when you do stuff like that, you develop this relationship and trust.
Yeah.
And they utilize you for information. And so we have, as you know, a research and economics division here at NAFQ. And our chief economist, Kurt Long, will provide a lot of research and information, and they utilize it. In fact, the Treasury did a report, and it's not very often.
Oh.
I mean, it says banks and credit unions.
Yeah.
The report the Treasury did, that's unusual. Usually it says banking or financial services.
Right.
And so they utilized and cited a lot of our research, NAFQ research, and economic research in their report. And so that's all was done by our advocacy efforts and our nonstop meetings and communications with the folks at Treasury. And so that relationship building really has a benefit to the entire credit union industry in the long term.
Yeah, and I think the recent growth of our industry as well has got to be a huge attention getter for them as well.
It really is. And then when we went in there and we represent 110 million credit union members across the country, that is a real eye-popping number.
Yeah.
And so we did talk about that, and we talked about the lending growth in terms of mortgages and auto lending. And, of course, we're seeing a little bit of softening now here in the last month or so, more because of, lack of inventory in the housing market.
Yeah.
But overall, we showed the strength of the auto lending and the housing lending, And he was very familiar with that.
Does he? I mean, I hate to pry here, Dan, but I mean, does he get like the regulatory burden that's on credit, especially the smaller ones? Does he get that, or is it?
Oh, absolutely. Okay, and cool. He completely understood the problems that community-based financial institutions like credit unions are facing in terms of the regulatory burden. Not only small institutions dealing with competition and the cost of technology and cybersecurity, but he understood the layers of regulatory burden that we have, whether it's a prudential regulator or it's the CFPB or others. He completely understood that. And we gave examples, and that's one of the reasons. It's one thing for me to go in and meet with the secretary. That's the reason we thought it's so extremely important to have a couple CEOs there to show what's going on a daily basis. And the CEOs that went with me did a wonderful job telling the story. And we had a very broad base, you know, asset size and that kind of stuff. And so he got a real good appreciation for what credit unions are going through.
Yeah, I see. I see the story on my other monitor. You had Lynette Smith there, and you had Dan Roche, and Rich Harris. I mean, Lynette's gonna tell her story no matter what.
Yeah, absolutely. She did, and they did a great job. Lynette did a fantastic job representing the smaller institutions, and Jan and Rich, of course, did fantastic jobs. And they told their stories, and they told, you know, the problems that they're having, the challenges, as well as the opportunities, and how we serve our communities and serve the American consumer. And the secretary understands that.
Oh, that's so cool to have his ear. So cool to have his ear. Any other significant meetings coming up? I know you mentioned that, you know, your guys are always meeting with folks and keeping the credit union name out there. Any other significant meetings coming up that
we continue to have meetings at the White House and Treasury, and that'll continue.
Okay.
We still have meeting with folks on the National Economic Council, and of course been meeting with congressional leadership. All the emphasis right now is on tax reform, and so we just want to make sure we're not in anything that's written down. We'd be surprised if we weren't part of the discussion, but we want to make sure and touch base literally on a daily basis on Capitol Hill with those that have the pen that are writing the tax bill to make sure we're not in it. And so we feel pretty good. There's been no indications that our tax exemption is under direct attack, but we remain vigilant.
Now, I'm going to kind of segue into my last point here. This really kind of sets the tone or some really good momentum going into you guys' upcoming conference, the Congressional Caucus.
So our flying in September, September 11th through the 13th, is one of the largest we've ever had in the history of NAFCA.
Oh, really?
And we have a tremendous lineup from people coming from the administration, leadership from Capitol Hill, as well as political pundits and experts rolling in. But I think people are concerned of what's going on in our country, concerned what's going on in the credit union industry, and you combine that with all the political noise and all the things that are going on in Washington, D.C., I think people really want to be part of that and tell their story from back home, so they're coming in. So it's going to be the largest we've had in a long, long time,
awesome.
So we're really excited.
That's cool. Yeah, and this conference, I mean, if you really want to get their ear, I mean, because they're right there. They're talking and they're mingling and networking and all that type of stuff, so it's a great opportunity to catch them.
You're exactly right, and especially in the fall, in the tax reform, they have a self-imposed deadline of November to try to get all this tax reform done, so the timing of our congressional caucus is perfect every single year, because they really start moving things toward the end of the year, and the timing is absolutely perfect.
Perfect, perfect. Great message to end on. Dan, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day. Keep up the good work.
My pleasure.
All right?
Anytime, Mike.
All right, Dan. Thanks.